Welcome to the Authors Who Lead podcast. This podcast is dedicated to you, people who want to be inspired by authors, leaders, and the messages they share. This is such an important podcast to us because we help uncover what goes on behind the scenes when authors are writing their book. We talk about the process. We talk about where they get big ideas, and you can listen in on those conversations. We can't wait for you to join us, so let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Asul Taronis here with another episode of Authors Who Lead. Today we're going to be talking about the top five things to consider when you're looking to self-publish your book. Now, as many of you have known, if you listen in, Steve and I, who are co-founders here at Authors Who Lead, started a Mandala Tree Press publishing company in 2021 and has been going strong and growing in titles, and we'll be talking more about traditional publishing on upcoming podcasts, but I want to talk to you about self-publishing. Now, I first started getting into publishing books in 2008 when Amazon's KDP platform first became available to just about anybody. And the self-publishing world was a whole new world that didn't require gatekeepers to give you permission. By gatekeepers, I mean traditional publishers who you might need to get permission for through an agent, through publishing contract in order to have your book available to be sold. There were other methods you could use to get your book published, but it wasn't easy. But now, in this more advanced age, you can do print on demand, which has been a game changer for most of us self-publishers. Now, let me explain a little bit about what print on demand is and how it can be used. And then I want to talk about the five things I want you to think about if you're considering self-publishing a book. So first of all, Amazon has a platform called Kindle Direct Publishing. And Kindle Direct Publishing is a platform for both putting a Kindle, the digital format book, or a print version to be sold on Amazon. It's fairly easy and it's free. There's no cost to you to put a book there. And Amazon will take a small percentage of the sales of the book and also print it, ship it, and deal with any returns, which is a pretty good deal. Considering in the past, if you wanted to have a self-published book, you'd have to find a printer who was willing to work with a self-published author, which wasn't easy. You'd have to understand and get an artist who knew how to design and create the formats for printers. And then you'd have to be able to have a place to have this book carried, going to bookstore, asking them to carry your book. And you can imagine how challenging this is. Getting into catalogs and getting searchability was difficult before Amazon. So whatever your feelings are about Amazon, I just want you to know that Amazon has made it really easy for people now to be able to print a book. So what happens now is, let's say you want to be a part of the Kindle Direct Publishing program and you want to have a printed paperback book, something you've been working on, and you upload the book and the files and the printing requirements and the cover, and off it goes, and it can become live in a matter of days, sometimes even hours. And when a book gets ordered, it goes to a request center and it's printed, and a single copy of your book is printed until the next time it's ordered and another copy is ordered. That's how it works. So there's no inventory to pay for. There's no having to order $5,000 worth of copies you store in your garage. So print on demand has really revolutionized the way we do work as self-published authors. Also, if you do something like Kindle, which a lot of people are reading on their electronic devices, Kindle, I read a lot of my books on my phone as well on my Kindle. It makes it easy to get the book delivered to you. You just order it and zap, it ends up right into your Kindle. These are all huge benefits to a self-published author because those used to be things that you couldn't do that were cost prohibitive. So we won't talk about all the details of how do you actually do publishing on KDP or the Kindle Direct Publishing platform, but I will tell you that there are some things to think about even before you get into the technical aspects of publishing a book, because there's several things you need to know. And me just explaining how easy it's been to do that might actually make you a little nervous, because just talking about those things maybe can bring up some anxiety. Well, when I first started publishing books, it was actually students' work. So when I was a teacher, I really felt that if a young person could be a published author by the time they were 13 years old, they will have accomplished a lot more than many adults would have by just being able to say, I'm a published author. So when I started to publish students in 2007, 2008, it was a really amazing thing because I got to see the opportunity for a student to hold their book in their hand or the anthology they created with their peers. And that was quite a special time. But that doesn't make it easy for you to sell a book or keep a book active. You have to take action. So here are the top five things. We're going to do them in order that I think are important. And I want you to just pay attention if you are considering self-publishing a book. The first thing you need to think about is, do I have the time or the skill that I need to know what I need to do to be a self-published author? So let's say you don't know anything. Let's say you're starting at ground zero. You only know that there's an option to self-publish, but you have no idea how it works. Well, you need to invest either time or money to get that done. So you could buy a book to read about it. You could watch videos. You could take a course. You can enroll in a program, or you can pay someone else to do it for you. But there is definitely a cost. So you have to ask yourself, do I have more time than I have money? And do I have the will or want to learn how the self-publishing world works? For me, when I first started out, I pursued, first of all, what does it take to get an agent? So I traveled down that route. I learned about query letters and proposals, and I took courses on it. And I've helped many authors write them and get to their agents so they can get a book deal. But when I was starting out, I knew that I'd have a hard time selling my book to a big agent because I didn't have an audience. And I wasn't even sure I had something worth publishing. So self-publishing was the best route for me. It's efficient, it's fast, and the only thing I was missing is the knowledge. So I had time, and so I went the route of self-publishing because I could spend my evenings learning, taking a course, being a part of a group, listening to podcasts, learning all the ins and outs of self-publishing. I already had some experience doing it, but I just needed to know more about how does this whole system work. So first of all, you have to decide, do I have the time, skill, or money to invest in self-publishing? Because even though it's fairly easy and accessible these days and affordable if you do it right, it doesn't mean that your time is easily given away. So one of the things you need to think about as well is, if I do have time, how much time do I have? I would say I would invest a certain number of hours a week in order to learn. Now, you can learn in real time and only learn when you need it, or you can take a course and kind of take a stab at it one step at a time each week, but you definitely have to set aside time. So either budget your time or budget your money, because that's what you need to do. You need to think about that. So the first thing is, do I have the time? Second thing is, if I don't have the time, what's my budget? Because if your budget allows for maybe a certain amount of money, you want to use the majority of your money in cover design and editing. Those are the two things that will make your book seem self-published and not quality published if you're not careful. I know, because I didn't understand that and I didn't have a lot of money. So you definitely should set a budget, and definitely learning what it takes to set a budget will depend on how much time are you willing to learn, how to find a good editor, where do you find them, and also whether or not you can take your time to learn what a great cover looks like so that you can actually tell an artist who's designing it what you want and why it matters, because they're going to follow your lead. They're not going to tell you what to do. They're going to do the best they can based on what you tell them. So you have to be able to set aside a budget to say, here's the type of designer I can get for my budget. So once you have clear of your budget, you can start to make some progress. You can make decisions on how much can I learn, how much can I hire, how much can I do myself. If you're fairly artistic, maybe you could even learn how to do some of those things. But it really is important that you set a budget. And if you don't know what your budget is, that's part of the learning curve. Now, I would talk more about the budget, but it really does vary. You can do things for a lot less money if you take more time to learn where to find the resources and how to judge whether or not someone's good at what they say they're good at. So you want to be able to do that with your time. The third thing you want to do is ask yourself this question. If you're self-publishing a book, what do I want this book to do for me? Now, I know many authors will think, well, I want this book to help people. I want this book to change lives. Those are all great things, but what is it going to do for you? And if your answer is, it doesn't need to do anything for me, well, that's good to know. But I imagine if you're an author investing time, money, resources, that you have a vision. What is that vision? What does the author life look like to you? Does it allow you to maybe speak on stages? Maybe that's a goal of yours, to become a speaker alongside being an author. In fact, a lot of speakers are authors because it creates a sense of credibility that you have something to say that you've been thinking about. So sometimes people use a book to leverage an opportunity to be able to speak more at conferences, workshops, keynotes. Maybe you want this book to help you launch your authority in a new area of business. Maybe you want to use it to help you grow your current business. You could even use it to actually pivot in your career. One of the early authors that I helped and coached on their book was a gentleman named Seth Haynes, and he wrote a book called Breaking Into the Scene. And that book was about how musicians like himself, who was classically trained to be a French horn player, needed to learn all the business of musicianship, meaning how do I get my gigs? How do I connect and communicate? And it's something they didn't teach in music school. They were busy focusing on music. So that book really talked about the marketing that you need to be able to do if you're going to be a professional musician. And surprisingly, there were not very many books that were user-friendly that made it possible. And he actually built a course for helping musicians learn how to do this. And that Breaking the Scene was a really interesting book because it was teaching his community. It was something he knew well. But what it actually did is help him get a job at a marketing firm. When he applied for this firm, he went to the interview, and sitting behind the interviewer was a copy of his book. So of course, people on a job search or looking you up to figure out who you are will find out who you are. And Amazon shows up as a topic if your name's there. So they ordered the book and he got the job. Even though he wasn't a marketing major, he was a music major. It helped him leverage his authority, and books can do that for you. But you need to know what you want it to do for you. Do you want it to help build a funnel for getting new clients? You need to know that. It's definitely worthwhile if you're trying to help somebody understand something about you and you want them to feel confident. Giving them a book to learn about you might be a great way to have them invite you into their world. You could also use a book to help you maybe advance in your career ladder. Maybe you work at a company where it's difficult to advance, but if all of a sudden you become the author who does something really well, that might help you to have leverage over your peers when they're applying for a position within the company. So think about what you want this book to do for you. And if your answer is, I just want to help people, then what I recommend you do, especially if your answer is, I just want to help at least one person, is that you don't sit at the computer and write. Is you go across the street, go find a neighbor and ask, how can I help you? And then help them. It's a lot easier if you're looking to help just one person to go help one person. But if you're writing a book, I have a feeling you want to have a bigger impact. And if you're going to have an impact, you're going to have to probably show up as a different person. Being an author carries a certain weight of a persona. So I want you to think about what you want it to do for you. Because as the author, you deserve to have an outcome. But outcomes require you to know what they are. Otherwise, the outcome will be whatever it is. And it's much better if you know what you want, because that's how you'll get the outcome you're looking for. All right. Another thing you need to think about is, do I have an audience or an experience marketing? Or am I willing to learn? So if you're self-publishing a book, it's not just learning how to write a book, how to organize it, how to find editors, designers, proofreaders, learn how to put it on a publishing platform, and then making it live into the world. Then you have to sell it. You have to market it. And if you don't have a list of people waiting to buy it, then you're going to have to start to tell people about it. And to do that, you're going to have to learn, what does it take? How do I get reviews? How many reviews is enough? Where do you go to review? Which platform should I be reviewed on? Those things are things you need to learn, because books that are good are also books that are well marketed. Because if you don't learn about them, no matter how good they are, they won't magically be found, right? You can really make a difference because you have access to all sorts of media these days. And if you're an author who just wants to put the book out there, and if it does well, great. If it doesn't, that's fine. But just realize that your book probably will get drowned in the other million books published every year and be hard to find, and no one will buy it. That's a sad reality, but if you're not willing to learn how to share your message with the world, then putting it on the page won't make it magically possible. Self-published authors really have to think like a marketing machine if they're going to get their book out there. And if that's something you don't want to do, then you might want to consider not self-publishing. Because I self-published many books that never went anywhere because I didn't really think it was important or knew how to do it. And so I want you to remember that self-publishing is more than just writing the book or putting it onto a platform. It's about continually promoting it, talking about it, getting on podcasts like this. You have to learn how to do that. Well, if you don't know, you're going to have to some other step of learning. How do I maintain reviews? Those are all things I want you to have to learn if you're going to self-publish, because that's vital if you're going to be seen legitimate. Some of the best books out there right now are self-published. In fact, my mentor and one of my first early clients that I helped write his book, Will It Fly, was Pat Flynn. Even though it was a self-published book, it was professionally designed. It looks beautiful and it was well written and edited. All things I helped contribute to. And it became a Wall Street Journal bestselling book. That's pretty awesome. Self-published books doesn't mean it's not quality or not impactful. It just means that to do it professionally and do it well, you should really learn. So you want to be able to be ready to market your book. And if you're saying, oof, marketing doesn't sound like something I want to do, then I want you to really consider whether or not self-publishing is for you. But I also want to warn you, if you think you're going to go to a publisher and they're going to do all the marketing work, you have it wrong. The majority of a book proposal, when you're submitting it to an agent who's going to then shop it or share it with a publisher, a good part of a 30 or 60 page proposal will be, how do you plan to market and sell this book? So even if you get a traditional publishing deal, you're going to have to do the majority of the marketing, publicity, and media. And I know that sounds like, what's the point of getting published if I have to do the work? Well, that's part of the deal. If you see authors on TV shows and radio shows and during when they launch a book, it's because it's part of the deal. They may not set that all up. They have assistants. Maybe even their publisher might help them. But if you're not a famous celebrity, guess what? It's going to fall on you. And the last thing I want you to consider, if you're going to self-publish a book, is to think about, are you willing to act like a publisher for the entire life of your book? The reason I say that is most authors I work with, they think of a book like launching a product or hosting a birthday party, like an event, like, yay, it's happening. It's happening in 3 weeks. It's happening in 2 weeks. Here it is. It's exciting. And then follow up, thank you for coming. That's an event style way of thinking of marketing or launching a book. But launching a book's not so much like throwing a birthday party. It's more like having a baby, meaning once it's there, you have to take care of it for the life of it. Books, even though they're out on Amazon, they have to continually have life given to it. Otherwise, it will atrophy and not be noticed. So publishers know this. So they're willing to commit to things like doing ads on Facebook or Amazon. They're willing to support their authors giving copies away. They're willing to do press releases. They're willing to get it into catalogs so bookstores can find it. They're committed to lots of things. And even though the author might be doing a lot of them, the publishers know that those are necessary parts of it. If you're going to self-publish a book, I want you to know you have to be willing and ready to act and think like a publisher. I strongly encourage that authors create their own marketing plan. And if you don't know what a marketing plan entails, you got to think of it in three phases. You got to think of it as a pre-launch, like all the stuff that happens before a book's done, the birth of the book, the launch of the book, and then the life it has afterwards. The life it has afterwards is where most authors fall down. If you're not willing to talk about your book for years on end, at least 5 years, you're probably not ready to write a book. Oh, I just want to write it and get it done. Well, you can. I'm not saying you shouldn't. In fact, sometimes that's the best thing to do. But I want you to know, if you want it to be successful and continue to be in the mind of people around you, you have to be willing to continue to talk about it. What usually happens is the author gets burnt out about hearing about their book, not audiences. People usually feel like, I'm keep talking about my book, talking about it. People are tired of it. Actually, the first 6 times you talked about your book, they weren't even paying attention. And the 7th time is the 1 time they noticed. So you have to be okay with being the publisher to keep your book alive, creating contests for yourself. For example, when my book was out, I think it was for my 50th birthday or 49th birthday, I said, I want to get 49 reviews by the time I'm 49. So I created a little contest for myself and kept inspiring myself each week to try to get more reviews. But I had to think like that because it was easy to get tired. So you have to constantly be willing to think like a publisher, because if you do it right, your book can grow and become a really important piece of writing for that genre, whether it's just for yourself to create a lead magnet to attract more clients. It's always better to see a book with lots of reviews and selling and ranked high than a book that is obscure and that you have to search for it. And when it comes up, it seems like nobody's ever read it. In order for your book to do something, you have to be willing to invest the time over a long period of time, a 5-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 3-month plan, and be willing to revise it and update it as it goes along. Just like a child, if it outgrows its shoes, you got to get new ones. So maybe the cover will need to be updated in a couple of years. Maybe the title needs to be tweaked. Maybe the description needs to be improved. You as a publisher, you're self-published, it means you're a publisher, have to be willing to put that work in. Otherwise, your book won't have the impact you want it to have. So there's lots to think about when you're self-publishing. It's just not a matter of finding a designer and someone to edit and then you plop it onto Amazon. You can do that. And trust me, I have. But what I find is that no one finds it. There are 1 million books launched every year and it gets lost. And someone will write a book about the same topic you have, guaranteed, because that's the way it goes. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything's been written about in some way or another. And if you want to stand out, you have to continue to remind people why you're the one to follow. So there's lots to think about if you're going to be becoming a self-published author, especially if you want to do it on your own. But I definitely think it's worth it. I mean, I'm here today because I self-published my first books, whether I was writing them for other people and helping them publish or putting it under my own name. People often ask me, well, how did you get a TED Talk? I said, the truth is, I didn't apply for one. Because I was an author, another author friend introduced me to a TEDx organizer. Because I was an author, they asked me what my book was about. Because I talked about what a book was about, I was able to have a conversation that allowed someone to think, this person has an interesting point of view. I think I want them to come speak. That's how I got a TED Talk. But that all came from being a self-published author. That didn't come from anything that someone did for me necessarily, but being an author helped leverage that opportunity. And I want you to leverage the opportunity too. I never thought that book would sell a million copies. I really did write it for myself because I really wanted to change my life. I was a school teacher sitting on the floor during breaks and recess and at home in the evenings writing this book. And that was really important to me. It was something I always wanted to do. But the outcome for me was to see my life change. And now I've spoken on dozens of stages, been on lots of podcasts, been recording this podcast for over 200 episodes, and been able to give a TED Talk that has almost 3 million views, all because I self-publish a book. So I don't want you to think that self-publishing isn't a valid way of publishing. It really is. But you can't think of it as sort of something you just slap up there. You really got to treat it like a company, like a business. And if you're not willing to commit the time and effort, then I want you to reconsider self-publishing. That doesn't mean you can't, if you have money, that you can't hire somebody to say, hey, look, I have a really great book and I really want help getting it out to the world. And publishers like us, like Authors Who Lead, help people do that. But you have to be willing to invest your time, your money, or your effort, or all three, if you want to have a successful self-published book. And if you want to think about getting a traditional publisher, that's a whole other conversation. But it is equally a challenging process that you need to be committed to. It doesn't mean it's impossible to get an agent or a publisher. It just means you have to learn what does it take to get one. And those things might be maybe for another episode. We could talk about that. But I really want you to consider all these pieces, these five things, before you dive into self-publishing. And with it, I know you'll have great success. So many authors I've met, I even had them on my show, from 13-year-olds who wrote their first book and self-published it, to 13-year-olds who got a publishing deal, 16-year-olds who wrote their book in between classes, and 78-year-olds who wrote their first book when they were 78. All these people and in between were self-published authors, and some of them have been wildly successful. And I think you could too. So if you're thinking about writing a book, I want you to consider learning about the different steps that are necessary so that you can be really prepared for taking the next step. And if you haven't already learned about our community, you can go to authorswholead.com/TLC. And TLC stands for The Leader Circle. And The Leader Circle is a place where you can join and learn about publishing, marketing, writing, and in community with other authors. We focus on helping each other by contributing to the community, by being committed to the process of being authors and creating work for ourselves, and also be willing to connect. All these things are what you get in our community. You can learn more about it there, but we really encourage you to take your first step. Even if you're not certain about all of them, know that there's someone there to guide you. We want to help you. I know I do. Steve and I have been so grateful for the opportunity to serve so many authors, but so many of you probably are still waiting there listening, thinking, is this the year? Is this the year? I'm telling you, this is the year. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate anybody who leaves a review. It really helps inspire us to keep contributing and giving content here. And as always, I hope you have an amazing day and to your writing success. This has been Asul Taronis from Authors Who Lead. Thank you for listening again to another episode of Authors Who Lead. We appreciate you being here, and we hope you subscribe so you get this delivered to your device every week. And if you haven't left us a review, please do so. It really helps. And if you have a book in your heart, you've been wanting to write a book, please go to authorswholead.com and join us on this journey of becoming a published author.